So how many times has it happened to you? You watch a TV show, you find yourself beginning to identify with the characters, you feel yourself becoming invested, and all of a sudden, you're hooked. And right before they reveal the third of the Dark Lords of the Nebuffarian universe, and just as you've come to believe that Honcho really does love Amber Four and isn't just after her cache of amp pills, they cancel the show. For some reason, the sad game of canceled shows and dashed dreams often includes Joss Whedon. Whedon's Buffy was slain, his Angel was removed from the realm of the living, and his Firefly barely flickered across the screen. Now Whedon is coming out with a new show called Dollhouse on Fox. And his fans like Nathan George from DollhouseForums.com, have sprung into action. What's the plan, Nathan?
Well, essentially, we started up a campaign to actively hype up the new show and just kind of get the ball rolling before the show starts so we don't have to get into that cancellation area.
So basically, you have said, it's Joss Whedon, we figure they're going to start talking about canceling it pretty soon.
Yeah,
let's get in front of this train.
Yeah.
And what is it about Joss Whedon shows that you think, A, networks like to green light, but then B, networks like to red light, right when it's getting good?
I don't know. I have to correct you.
Yeah.
Buffy was not canceled.
Buffy played out. It's natural course. Yes. The other
ones get a lot of flack if I didn't mention that.
Right. Of course. Yes.
But I don't know. He's got good ideas. He's got great actors. But it just, I think, when he tells a story, it's accurate. It's not as fast paced as most shows are.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's telling these stories, the networks tend to get a little. They tend to get a little antsy, and they cancel him.
Do you think it's that he's so intricate that the fans who like him really like him, but just by their very nature, it's hard to get massive audiences like you would on a show like, I don't know, Lost or American Idol?
Yeah, that could be said. Mm-hmm. But actually, the same can be said for Lost, because they also had a campaign like this run before it premiered. So maybe that's the trick.
Oh, maybe that's why Lost is so popular, because
yeah.
They had a... So what do you call this thing? It's not a protest. Is it like a pretest?
Yeah, let's call it that, a pretest.
And what form will the pretest take?
I've been in contact with people from Fox and a couple of the cast agents,
mm-hmm.
and we're looking to get some fan question and answer sessions going, and maybe even... Right now we're starting up a section on our site where the fans can start up their own fan sites,
mm-hmm.
and we'll supply them with the domains and the web space and everything that they need. So maybe they can help hype up the show too in their own little way.
So I know one of the things you're doing is to say not just watch the show, but look at who's advertising and buy products from them.
Yeah.
How far will you take it? I mean, I presume if you're a Budman, you would eagerly become a Coors Light fan if it meant saving Dollhouse. But
yeah.
Will you ask your doctor about Plavix if you suffer from none of those symptoms?
I guess just think of it as another form of pay-per-view TV. If you enjoy the show enough and you want to keep it on the air, then this would be a good option. We all know that money to produce a show comes from the advertisers. So if we, the fans, can support the advertisers, maybe they'll support our show.
How receptive are the people at Fox? I mean, on the one hand, it's like, hey, there's a built-in fan base. That's good. But on the other hand, they could look at it like, you know, all things come to an end. And when that time comes, we're just going to have a nightmare on our hands with these people. So what's their reaction been like?
They've been pretty positive about it. We've heard about them making fun of themselves for canceling Firefly too quickly because of that show's success. And they've been talking to the fans of Dollhouse already. And they've been pretty supportive. So...
Okay, I'm going to read to you a Q&A. I'm sure you've read it. You're a huge Joss Whedon fan, but I want your reaction. I don't know. I think a website was doing a Q&A with him, and they said, your fans are very protective of you. Some of them heard mid-season, because Dollhouse is coming as a mid-season replacement, and there was a bit of, the sky is falling, Fox is going to screw him again. What do you say to those concerns? And here's Whedon's answer. Well, you know, I get it. I understand that, and I feel bad, because I want to be able to explain, without sounding like an apologist, that it doesn't work the way it used to. The winter is prime time for Fox. Firefly came out in the fall. We had to fight baseball. We lost. Fox has been incredibly supportive of Dollhouse. So I want to know, when you read Joss Whedon's answer, do you say, Joss, you're a beautiful show producer, but you just don't understand how cruel these networks can be? What's your reaction to that?
Well, right now, Fox they seem to be doing the right thing. Mid-season, it looks like it could be the best spot for the show. Even shows like like Grey's Anatomy, and I forget what show came out last year, and it's been doing really great this year. So maybe midseason is the best place for it.
Is there a playbook, I mean, sort of a go-to course of action for fans when their show gets canceled? I know that, what was that show, Jericho and the fans mailed in nuts or something? And they they got a couple of new episodes out of it. But has there ever really been one huge success where the fans have saved it from the scrap heap?
I do not think so, which is why we're doing it before. This isn't a Save That Show campaign. It's a Hype That Show campaign, so we don't have to get to the point where it gets canceled and we have to try and save it.
Well, this is the question I think that's lurking that maybe you would think I'd be too impolite to ask, but what if you hate Dollhouse?
I've been asked that as well. It's just, he's never disappointed. Joss Whedon has never disappointed me and a lot of others in the past, so I'm going to stick behind him. And if it sucks, then someone else can take over Dollhouse for him. Someone else can, you know, do the dirty work. But for right now, I'm there.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. Nathan George is the man behind DollhouseForums.com. Thank you very much, Nathan.
Thanks a lot.
I don't know if I want to watch that show.
Because you're going to get invested and they'll rip it from you. That's why Nate's there, looking out for you.
That's it for this hour of the BPP. But we don't go away online. We're there all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. Go there. All kinds of cool stuff. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I am Mike Pesca. And this was the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.